I'm a little tired. It's been a day. Well, I mean, you know, hopefully people got something out of that stream. It's long enough. Should have something for everybody, I would hope. Will the Vive be more interesting with the motion control stuff available right away? I don't think so. I it'll be different, you know? It'll have different games. It'll have more of the motion controlled stuff that, you know, can at times resemble like a Wii game, but in 3D, as opposed to a traditional game, but in 3D, you know? It's, the VR is the part, is the relevant part there, you know? Like the immersion, the things it can do, and you know, the room scale stuff, I think, provides opportunities that feel like different than what you're used to, because, you know, it's still a motion control thing, but you're turning around, you're facing other directions, you're, you know, it's not you waving something at a television. So, like, yes and no, it'll be different, but, you know, also I think that, you know, you'll run into cases where, you know, the developers haven't necessarily cracked the code on that yet either. And there'll be some stuff that's good and some stuff you're like, all right, this doesn't need to be there. Is the Rift mic usable on things like Skype? I bet it is. I think it just exposes itself to Windows as a microphone. So probably. You hope Darknet gets a console release. I don't know. I think Oculus kind of helped bring that game out, so it's maybe not a done deal to bring that anywhere else. I'm not sure. Windlands looks natural with the Vive controllers. Yeah, I bet Windlands with the Vive controllers is pretty hot. Like that seems like it'd be cool. But yeah, you know, like, again, you know, I think that the tech is really cool, regardless of, you know, like, the standing, sitting, room scale, seated cockpit stuff, like, the headsets work, the tracking works, and that's huge, you know, that's great, but this kind of, this day one software, you know, a lot of it is not moving me. But there's a lot of promise. So, you know, we'll see. It's hard to say. You know? It's really hard to say how this will go. You know, because in more traditional video game talk, you start to break things down like, well, you know, if there's no reason to get one out of the gate and it's super expensive, then they don't build an install base, so big developers don't come to develop games because the install base isn't there, and then this thing ends up like the Dreamcast, and, you know, like, you start to look at it that way. But, you know, this is a tech device that also has use outside of video games. Or, you know, it's just a technology. It's just an effective technology for first-person stuff. And, you know, there are a lot of games that I think fit into those categories that, like, where VR, is, like, makes sense and can be cool. Or it can be additive, but it's not guaranteed. And I think there are a lot of, you know, people outside of gaming, you know, like the medical industry has used that stuff for a while. Like, some of it, you end up, like, where, you know, augmented reality seems like the thing for some parts, you know, like you know, hey, I'm repairing an airplane and I need, like, an overlay of instructions as to how to do what I'm trying to do while I'm doing it. And these glasses are going to do that for me in augmented reality. Those sorts of situations, I think, are, you know, that technology needs to is not quite there yet and needs to advance before I think we end up in that future. But, you know, like, this is the first step, and I think it's important. And it's, you know, as someone who was around last time virtual reality became, like, the buzzwordy thing that everyone was trying to latch onto, and, you know, like, they were trying to launch, you know, that tech sucked. And at the time, it was, like, a neat novelty that, like, most of the games were not good, but also, like, the tech sucked. Even then, you were like, this hurts, this is scary, you know, this isn't, like, they've solved so many of those problems now. And you'll still have some people that get motion sick. That's, you know, they'll never be able to fully stave that off, I think. But yes, virtual reality is real now. It is out there. You can get it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but, you know, you can place an order for one and get one. And that's been the uphill battle for the last chunk of time, right? So, you know, I think, like, you know, like, sitting here saying, like, oh, well, the Vive's got it nailed because they've got the motion controllers and, you know, no, it, like, no one's got it nailed. It's all so early that none of that really matters. And it's not really about, you know, I mean, I'm sure it matters to them a certain amount, but, like, the hey, let's build an install base, and hey, let's make sure that our headset outsells the other headset. Like, that's not that doesn't seem like the business they're in. It's all so early. The shit they say, you know, and they probably don't mean it as much as they say it, but the stuff about, you know, hey, we're all in this together, VR rises or falls based on what everyone's doing. You know, but, you know, Oculus launched its own store. They have publishing deals. They're getting exclusive content. Like, you know, they're doing stuff a platform holder does at the same time while saying, like, oh, we're all this together. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, yeah. So they want it both ways. But ultimately, it really is the case that this stuff rises and falls by everyone's actions in the space, not just, you know, the success of the Vive over the Oculus or vice versa. Like, oh, they sold 100 more thousand of these than the other ones. Like, none of it matters. Do people want this stuff? Period. In any form. Gear VR included, you know. PlayStation VR included. And that's what makes it so interesting, is, like, it is this thing where, you know, you have creators, the people out there making games and such, excited about using this stuff. And some of their reasons are maybe not the purest reasons. Some of them are excited because it's an easy way to get funding right now because it's such a big buzzword. But that's not where it's all coming from. You have a lot of people legitimately excited to work in this and explore in this. And that's the stuff you didn't hear, you know, and, you know, we talked about it before, but that's the stuff you didn't really hear about 3D in movies and TV and on TVs. A VR social space where you have an avatar in an apartment you can decorate and you can play pool and watch movies together. Yeah, that sounds great. The This woman is down on all fours in the street shouting Ricky at the top of her lungs while a man in a motorized wheelchair rolls away from her. I'm just reporting on what I'm seeing. Am I still wearing the headset? Okay, no, I'm not. All right, okay. I did not track my package. I don't know if my personal Rift is waiting for me at home or not. But that might be enough VR for one day. I don't know that I'm going to set it up. I'm not sure where I'll put the sensor at home. Woman on a Segway. Guy behind her on some kind of unicycle Segway. Rolling. But, you know, I wonder the pace at which this stuff will advance. Like, that, I'm very curious about that. You know, if you think back to when the DK1 was coming out of Kickstarter and showing up and like, that thing was amazing. And now it's like, garbage. You know, now it's like, oh, that thing. Ugh. Right? What a piece of... that old thing. Nuh-uh. How important was the amount of space you needed for Oculus? You don't really need space. The setup program says to be about 3 feet away from your sensor, and that thing's like got a desktop like mount on it, like it just kind of sits. It's almost like a microphone stand, like a tiny microphone stand. And they said generally 3 to 5 feet, but it works at ranges over 5 feet and works pretty well. How much space do you need to accept our headless body reality? You need just, like, enough space on either side of you to take a couple of steps one way or the other. Is the HDMI bothering? It plugs right in. It's not... You know, if you have an HDMI monitor and don't have another HDMI port on your video card, that's, you know, that's a situation. But... if you mean the cable, like, no, it's pretty, you know, especially because, like, the cable's more of a situation for the Vive right now, because you're walking around a space and, you know, your feet can trip up in that cable pretty easily. Well, whatever, you get used to it. It's like, when we went and did the Vive demos during GDC, you know, you feel the cable resting on your foot, you feel it wrapping around your ankle a little bit. It's like, okay, I need to step out of this. As I walk around, I'm kind of naturally stepping out of the cable's way, and it kind of just became a non-issue. My throat hurts a lot. It feels like I've been using it, like, talking a lot today or something. I need to drink more water also. Was the Palmer Lucky a spur-of-the-moment thing? I got an email from one of the guys I've been talking to, they're representing Oculus in a public relations sense, at about noon, saying, hey, what do you think? You want to have Palmer jump on for a game? I'm like, yeah, sure, that'd be cool. What time is he available? So it was just a couple of quick emails. We set it up. That's cool to get them on. I kind of assumed that they would be, like, doing a bunch of stuff today. You know, that he would be somewhere being figureheads and cutting ribbons and pointing at stuff or, you know, or whatever. Yeah, but, you know, even if I don't think the lineup is, like, stellar, I still feel that company has achieved something, like, pretty important. And, you know, on some level for them, that's got to feel good to get this thing out, you know? Be like, no, this is a commercially available virtual reality head-mounted display. Oculus 2 with a water and vape attachment? Yeah, that's right. Here's their catchphrase for when they add all that stuff so you can stay in longer. Here, you ready for it? You ready for it? Just thought of this. You ready for it? Y'all ready for this? Don't lift the Rift. There you go. That's how you sell those attachments. Never lift it off your head. Don't lift the Rift. I also like the idea of a vape attachment, considering it doesn't, like, the Rift does not cover your mouth in any way or prevent you from. Whatever. I should really, like, go to some kind of web browser or something and type in what are the right ways to take care of your voice or throat or whatever for situations like this. Because after talking all day, my voice is very strained. And even sometimes where I'm not talking all day, but we're just doing a podcast, sometimes at the end of a day, after a long podcast, I will feel a little, you know, sore, raspy. Should probably figure out that situation. So I might try and talk softer. That's not actually helping. Vaping, well, then I'm gonna lose my voice. I mean, you know, we do have a humidifier in the house to, you know, keep things moist. But anyway, yeah, hopefully people got something out of the stream and enjoyed it. I had a good time doing it. It's always fun to just, like, kind of be there in the moment, and it's like, all right, let's look at this shit, you know, like, dig into it. Like, I kind of went back and forth when it showed up last week. I was like, you know, like, it was that weird thing of, like, should we get first reactions on video, or, like, so should I just set this up, make sure it works, and then not touch it until the stream? But, you know, it was nice to have played some of that stuff and just kind of know some of the quirks already. There were definitely cases where that seemed like it was good knowledge to have. Rift motion controllers, no. They just, you know, anyone that bought a Rift has like a pre-order position reserved for them for the Oculus Touch, but that's it. I have to imagine that a pair of those will just kind of put you in the same range as the full Vive package, price-wise. You know, if you bought a Rift and two Touches. I wonder if there will be any, like, Frankenstein situations of, like, an Oculus Rift plus 2 5 wands. Probably have to have the tracking sensors for everything all hooked up at once, which would probably be cumbersome. But, also, they said, I believe they said for Oculus that you need 3 USB 3 and 1 USB 2, which is not the case. It's 2 USB 3 and 1 USB 2. I could be misremembering. You know, maybe that was something for, like, oh, if you're going to use the controllers, there's the additional sensors, you know. Or maybe they were kind of accounting for that out of the gate. I don't know. Last one's for the vape attachment. That's a good point, yeah. It's truly sub-ohm. You need USB 3. Just the bandwidth's too much. The thing that makes VR not so swimmy in the headset as it is when you output that image to a screen is that your eyes are moving. So, you know, think about Eve Valkyrie. Like, when I started that up, I was looking down at the body and kind of moving back and forth. That probably looked crazy on the screen, but for me it was all staying perfectly still because my eyes were staying on the weird headless body. So if they got really good eye tracking inside the headsets, they could then translate that to a smoother image coming out the other end. I wonder. have a large energy drink here with me that I bought yesterday, knowing that I would need additional drinks for today. But the last thing I want to do is get jittery at the end of all that. I kind of just want to go home and relax. Maybe go to bed a little early. It was a long day. I woke up at 3:45. And then went back to sleep a little bit until about 4. Cops entering roadway. Play cool. I would play more Darknet. That's of the games available on the Rift right now. That's probably. I mean, I would kind of keep checking back in with Eve, I think, but I want to play more Darknet. Like I would play Darknet right now if I was at home and had all that stuff set up already. If I had to go home and set it all up, I don't know if I'm up for that tonight. Especially like I'm not sure where I'd put that sensor and all that. And I'm pretty sure I have 2 USB 3 ports. At least one. Because I've got a 980. Yeah, I don't know. What, my CPU is not up to their spec. Maybe I'll finally try overclocking it. I wonder if they have cloud saves for Oculus. Or if I'm gonna, like, get home, set up stuff, try to play Chronos, and realize my save is gone.
Yes.
thing. Overclocking is as simple as downloading software and clicking a button. Huh. Thought I had to make BIOS changes and stuff. Which, you know, I can do all that. It's not hard. I just don't know what to change. GPU. Can I even overclock a 980? Is that valuable? Hmm. Yeah, send me something on Twitter. I guess that's probably the only way I would see it, because throwing a link in here probably wouldn't be able to dig it out later. PM me on the site or something, maybe. I don't know. Like, I know you can overclock a GPU, I just didn't know that that was done in the modern, outside of people making super cool, crazy boxes. That was something that was, common. Just get that, what is it, like, Riva Tuner? Is that what it was? We're gonna install that. I do not have an aftermarket cooler on it. It's the fans that came with the case and stuff, which some people have said that CPU is good up to about 4 gigahertz with stock cooling. And what is it? It's an Asus 67 Pro? I do not remember the exact model number of my motherboard. But yeah, I would try all that. Especially for the CPU, because that would be the thing I would upgrade anyway. So if I overclock it and it fucking blows up, then it's like, alright, well, I've been looking to upgrade anyway. Though it would be nice to keep all that stuff intact and have that PC still run and offload that, like turn that into a storage machine or something like that, just throw it on the network. quickly additional games will come to the Rift. Like, it's one of those things, like, now the SDK is out there, so you'll start to see all kinds of, maybe, hopefully some of those older demos and stuff people have made, they'll update it to work with everything, and, you know, it'll be fun to try out some of the wackier, more unofficial stuff. And, yeah, I mean, and pornography. Like, I am really curious to see what shape pornography takes in virtual reality. Like, I know there are some, you know, videos, 360 videos, stuff like that, but I think 360 videos are just, I don't know, they're just kind of lame, so But, like, polygonal, you know, real-time rendered porno, what is that all about? What will that be all about? Will people dig it? Or will it just be a novelty? Will there be people that become, like, oh, I can only watch, I can only watch porn in my headset now. It's just, you know, the rest of it just looks fake. I just can't. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't do it like it used to. Like, will people end up in that dark situation? Super weird to wear a headset and watch porn from, like, the opposite gender's point of view. What'll happen with that? A lot of weird, a lot of interesting outcomes around all this stuff. It really could change everything. It really could. Maybe not today, you know, with the software that's available right now. left the house when it was dark, returned home when it was almost dark. It's not quite dark yet. It's a solid, honest day of work, I'd say. I feel all right about it. The archives for the show will start to go up tomorrow. They lost the first few minutes of the first part in our local recording, so they'll have to pull it off of a different archive and stitch it together and stuff. It'll be fine. But it just means the whole thing will take some time. Though I do believe the full thing is archived on YouTube right now, if you want to jump around and watch some of that stuff. Might be in two parts. I think it might be in two parts on YouTube. I think there was some problem. They had to shut it down on YouTube midway through and put it back up. And then, I don't know if Twitch archive. I don't know what Twitch does these days. All right.
I made it home.
And that's pretty cool. I'll be back at it tomorrow. See you guys.